Hello and welcome. My name is Gobinda Gill, and today one of my latest podcasts, and continuing with the theme of the Olympic Games, is related to coping with pressure. Now, pressure, a bit like stress, is a term that we use on a constant basis amongst ourselves, family, friends, and peers. I feel stressed. I feel under pressure is a common theme. And by utilizing and identifying those key terms, we normally suggest this in a negative manner. We set the scene by saying, I feel stressed, I feel under pressure, I can't cope. As we also know, though, stress and pressure can be termed through two forms. One is eustress, which is positive stress. And coping with pressure is also about positive pressure. I want us to have a few moments now where I would just want you to reflect on some achievements that have occurred in the Olympic Games. Now, everybody will have their subjective bias towards their own athletes. The three athletes that I am focusing upon are Simone Biles, the 19-year-old American gymnast who is consistent in her performance and winning gold medals. Usain Bolt, the superstar athlete of the 100 meters, 200 meters for Jamaica. And Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian within the swimming as well, with 20 plus gold medals. For a moment, based on those three athletes and maybe your own subjective athletes, just have a think about pressure, positive pressure, and those three athletes. Okay, so what I wanted people to focus on there was to look at the three athletes I had mentioned, visualize them, or any of their own athletes, and then try and understand what these athletes were going through. These athletes were performing on a stage which to them is the highest stage of their career. It is their zenith. Pressure that is positive is one where performers see pressure as a privilege. For them, it is a stage to which they want to perform. And like us all, they will suffer from nerves. They will suffer from distractions. They will suffer from stress. But they have this ability to be able to cope. And how do they do this? Like I alluded to earlier, they see pressure as a privilege. In fact, if anything, with them performing, it is the opponents that will fear the pressure more, because they are up against iconic athletes. How can we then transfer what's happening in the Olympics to ourselves? And that is the purpose of this podcast. We can look up to these athletes. And yes, we may not be able to train like these athletes. And yes, we will not be qualifying for the Olympics, the vast majority of us, that is. But it also rings true that we can learn lessons from these Olympians and bring it into our own professions, whether that's in education, whether that's in healthcare, whether that's running your own business, whether that's working in economics, and whether that's working in sizable projects. Pressure is something that we have to cope with, and we need to use the tools in order to enable us to cope. These tools are interventional strategies that we need to implement in order to allow our mind and well-being to rest. In order to accept pressure, we become aware of pressure. So we are aware that pressure will occur. But by putting useful interventions in place, we can then prevent that pressure from becoming negative pressure, and we can actually enjoy it. We need to be aware of our game. We need to be aware of our action plan. We need to invest time in setting goals. We need to be utilizing imagery and trying to utilize the impact of our performance will be. So we need to prepare. Goal setting, as I've alluded to, is a common practice. And the more we set goals, the more effective we become at what we perform. But also, we start setting goals where we break them down into technique, into physique, into action planning. We set dates. We have a multitude of goals that need to be specified and smart in order for them to achieve their objectives. Another intervention that we could utilize is that of positive self-talk. We need to control our neural pathways and engineer responses from these neural pathways that are positive. And positive self-talk, such as, I will do this, I have the capabilities and attributes to complete this task, I can demonstrate that I can excel, are more effective than, I can't do this, I am struggling, I feel I'm going to fail. What we've done there, we've utilized three statements that are positive to give us that neural pathway a clear opportunity to succeed, versus three statements which are negative in nature and probably would lead to our neural pathways getting complicated. The body in itself is a temple, and so is your mind. And both the body and the mind require rest. Both require nutrition. Both require sleep. Both require us to have the ability to be able to cope. So if we look after our mind and our body through meditation, through yoga, through listening to music, and having time away from our projects, we can also cope. The purpose of this podcast was to outline the uses of elite athletes who have to cope with pressure and bring it down to our stage, because we are also performers within our own right, within our own professions. And we have to perform to meet targets. If we don't achieve those targets, then obviously it increases pressure, not only on us, but those around us. So pressure and coping with pressure, we can learn lessons from athletes and find out what they do in order to control pressure. But we can also utilize our own strategies, such as goal setting, such as those interventions that enable us to cope with mind and body to focus on the tasks in hand. And please remember, pressure should be treated like a privilege to enable you to perform on stage. Thank you for listening.